conditions have been Murray Yakubi so Pilkins, the second condition was Daniel Shane was your show Falk. So this week is Parshas Tzav, Parshas Parah. Right? Parshas Parah.
Whoa!
So we have to put together the Parshas Parah and Parshas Tzav. Torah tells us, Zos HaTayra, La'ola, La'mincha, V'lachatas, V'la'osham, V'la'miluim, V'lozevach HaShlomim. Shotziva Hashem is Moshe Bar Sina, B'yom Tavosos, B'nei Yisrael, Akribas, Kor B'nei, Moshe Bar Sina. So, let us take a look. In the Chasam Sofer here on page 7. Oh, Rav Goldstein just walked in. Page 7. So, Zos HaTorah La'ola La'mincha La'chatas. Shili Menachas Amar Rava La'ola La'ola V'lochatas. Misha Osek B'Torah Enu Tzorech La'ola V'lochatas. So this is Gemara in Menachos. Ayin shab the polig al reish lakish, the amar kol osig b'torah ki'il hikri vola. Reish lakish says, kol osig b'torah ki'il hikri vola. But Rava says, a different word, misha osig b'torah eino tzarech lo l'olav lo l'chatas. So you have one statement of Rava, misha osig b'torah eino tzarech lo l'olav lo l'chatas. And Rish Lakish says, "Kol ha'osik b'Torah ki'ilu hikrivolo." El she'enu tzarech lo olav lo chatas. V'yesh l'daktik. Habereish ha'parsha k'siv zos Torah sa olav lo nomer le olav v'darshu ki'ilu hikrivolo. Lo darshu b'ze ein tzarech olo. So you have two types of things that are being said. One is what Rava said is lo. If you learn Torah. And the other is that is another chazal is ki'il hikriv. So what are these two things? That you don't need an ola if you're learning Torah and ki'il hikriv. It says, whereas if a person learns Torah just as a prerequisite to know how to do the mitzvahs, as a limud rak hechsher mitzvah, so then the limud is like a hechsher mitzvah. I can't put on tefillin if I don't know the halachas of tefillin. I can't shake lulav if I don't. So it's not greater than the mitzvah itself. It's a prerequisite to shake the lulav. I have to know what a lulav is, what's a kosher lulav, etc. So this is not the really the Iker Torah Lishma. But it's like it's when you needed to do the mitzvah. Acha oskim. Well, lishma mamish, meaning, what does that mean? Shekvar b'kiim b'chol ha-mitzvahs v'l'chol seyem. Person knows the mitzvahs, he knows the halachas. V'gam enam oskim b'parshas ola. Ho'ol tzvichim ola beis ha-mikdash enu kayim. V'ein zah kanavasam rach oskim b'l'chiba satorah. Says that's the highest madrega. The person knows, obviously, he has to do the mitzvahs, so he knows that. But he's still osik in to understand in a greater way. Zohar Torah Chashuv Yosef Be'ola B'chol HaKarbonos. Aval B'reish HaParsha D'chsiv Zos Torah Sa'ola Shemayim Be'osik B'Torah Shal Ola B'Mokom Ola Ze'enu Elo Kilu Hikriv Lo Karbon Mamash. So what does this mean? So if you look at the, on the page 7 on the side, it says Okseh B'Torah Rak K'dei Leib HaHalachas Reza Ki'ilu Hikriv Ola. In other words, if you learning Torah to know the halachas, so it's as if you brought in Ola. But if you bring an Ola, that's even better. Right? If you've been learning, if you can't bring an Ola, so you learn the halachas of Ola, it's a ki'ilu. But if you manage to bring it, that's on a high madriga. In other words, so if a person's doing it as a prerequisite to be able to fulfill a mitzvah, and say it's a mitzvah that he won't be able to do, so he gets schar like he did the mitzvah. Rav Shech always points out some halachos thrown in, whether that's only by korbanos or is even by all mitzvahs, that if you can't do it, you learn the halachos.
Unishama parim svatenu.
Right. So is it only parim or is it by other things?
That's what it seems. That's the point.
Yeah, so that's a whole discussion, as Rav Shapta pointed out. But he's saying like this, that if you're learning to fulfill the mitzvah, so that's a heksha mitzvah, and if you can't fulfill it, it's ke'ilu. But if you do the mitzvah itself, it's even better. But if you're doing it for chibas ha-Torah, that's more chashuv than the mitzvah itself.
You don't need an
Ola. That's the idea that you don't need an Ola. So it's a higher level. It's a higher level. Right, the Beis HaLevi has a similar idea. Yeah. Then he says, Asher tziva Hashem es Moshe b'har Sinai b'yom tzavos b'nei Yisrael l'akhir es korbanei el Hashem b'har Sinai. So he says like this. Nira Lafarish, look on page 8 on the top left. Nira Lafarish, Mishum Hachi Amru Lemosha Lama Nigara, right? By Pesach Sheni, people said, we were Tamei Lama Nigara Lachi Vaskarban Hashem Amodam Sok Bnei Israel. So they weren't able to bring the carbon. So they said to Moshe, Lama Nigara Lachi Vaskarban Hashem Amodam Tok Bnei Israel. What does it mean, the Tok Bnei Israel? Lama nigara l'hakriv es korban Hashem ma'ado b'soch b'nei Yisrael. Why didn't you say, Lama nigara l'hakriv es korban Hashem? What does it mean, b'soch b'nei Yisrael? He says, p'shita she b'soch b'nei Yisrael. What does that mean? Well, bo b'tay na'atsuma. He she'ein anu tzrichim, Pesach yator, shkula yoseh. Because mokum came into Pesach bo b'knufi, b'knesach kol Yisrael, kal v'edo, k'ein tzarech, b'ibad, in other words, if you can't do it, the mitzvah, you can learn about the mitzvah, right? But since Pesach bo b'knufya, Pesach comes as a group, right? We have the in Kate Sarach Liman HaTorah Gamshin. So if you want Liman HaTorah to be in lieu of the Korban Pesach, so Sarach limud haTorah gam kein shiyeh gam kein b'talmud Torah shel Rabin b'knufya. Zeh yefshar lehem ki b'moado b'shas haKrovitz pesachim shekol Yisrael alzuk b'mitzrayim nimisasku b'Torah b'mdidus. Okay, yefshar shetikashuv k'pesach. Okay, amru b'moado b'soch b'nei Yisrael. So that's what he writes in the sideline. Moshe Rabbeinu Amar L'Tmeim She'asku B'Torah Shuka Korban. So he says, Moshe Rabbeinu said, you should learn Torah. Meshivalo came into Korban Osi B'Knufya Tzarech Lulmod B'Rabim V'zei Yevshar Shakula Moski B'Korban. That was that's the exchange here on the sideline, the Nusin Swag edition, that he says like this, Originally it says b'shasha bohat meim l'nevesh adam v'amru l'moshe l'amad igara heshiv v'moshe l'chu yizku b'torah. So Moshe, so that's what it says in the Medrash. When first they came to Moshe Rabbeinu and they said, we can't bring a Korban Pesach. So you know what Moshe says? So learn the halachas. That's what how the Medrash says it. He calls him a Yalkut Shimon. Yisra Medrash, Chazal Hashem, Ramos, before Ma'aseh Pesach, Matzalomer. That's how he explains it. That the first reaction of Moshe Rabbeinu was so we'll learn. But then he says, Lama Nigara. But then they said back that no, but the learning is not going to be good because the Korban Pesach is brought to Tzibur. So we're going to be only be learning B'yachet because everyone is going to be in the Beis HaMikdash. Say Yevshalem, keep a mod, the Mashas HaKrovus, and Lamini Girl, Haki is Korba Hashem, a mod, the Soch B'nai Yisrael. We're not going to be able to have that Madrega. Lumbo Berabin. Okay, Yevshalem, okay, I'm a mod, the Soch B'nai Yisrael. So I guess that's why Moshe now, Hashem had to give them what? Pesach Sheni. But the original response is, what do you need Pesach Sheni for? Just learn the halachas, finished. So they said back, no, but it has the Korban Pesach is Bab Kenupia. It's everyone was involved. It was a communal thing. It was a novel type of Korban Tzibur, because the Korban Tzibur is usually from the Machzis HaShekel. Here it was like many groups together. So usually that would be considered a multiplicity of Yechidim. Of little groups. But Korban Pesach had a special status of a Korban Tzibur, even though it didn't make the regular criteria of a Korban Tzibur. But he said, so then Moshe said back, so then he said back to Moshe, you're telling us to learn, but over here learning is not going to be sufficient because the Korban Pesach has to have that Tzibur element. And most of the people are going to be in the Beis HaMikdash now, so we're not going to have that Tzibur element.
Is it not the element that comes with everybody, like one korban, or that all the different groups are dead, which is the Tanufian? Or is it the Tanufian that each celebrate of a syllabiate that is that the Tanufian, or is it the Tanufian that all the groups come together?
Tanufian is many different groups coming together.
The different groups coming together.
So this is a fascinating thing. So he says that they're different in Indian that sometimes Torah is more harsh than Korbanos. You don't need the Korbanos. That's the Amas HaTorah, when you're not necessarily doing it for a practical thing. You're just doing it because Chibas HaTorah. And then there's another level when you're doing it to fulfill the mitzvah. So it's a Hefsher mitzvah. And then there's another level when you can't do the mitzvah. So you're learning it to fulfill the mitzvah. But so that's what Moshe Rabbeinu said. What do you, you're tummy, so you can't do it. So just sit home and learn the halachas. We'll open up a Rambam, Hilchas Korban Pesach, and then learn. So he said, no, but Korban Pesach is a Tzibur dikka thing. So it has to be in the Tzibur. That's why they said, this is not going to meet the standard. Because most of the Jews are now in the Beis HaMikdash bringing the Mishkan, bringing the Korban. So we're not going to really have it in Tzibur. So the learning is not going to be on par with the type of learning that you need to be in lieu of a Korban Pesach. Okay. Now, so that's the first part. But now I want to show you another word about the Parah Aduma. You know that Parah Aduma, what does Moshe Adarshan say? That it was the Mechaper on Chet HaEgel. Page 11, the Rashi. Parah Aduma, Moshe Lebed Shivcha Shetinef Paltiv Shal Melech. The son dirtied it. Amru tovu imo, so the mother should come and clean up his mess, right? Kach tovi hapora, the mother, the chaper ala eagle. The eagle's the calf. So the mother has to come and be the chaper on the eagle. Okay? That's the famous chazal. So let's take a look on page 13 in the Chasam Sofer. Yeah, it's a very interesting thing. But Yalkut Parshas Chukas, it says, Kesha'ola Moshe Lamarom, Moshe Rabbeinu comes to the Shemayim, Matzal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer Halacha Bipi Omer. Hashem is saying over, he's giving a shir, saying, Eliezer B'ni, Tachu Omer, Para Bashtayim, a para is 2 years old. Egla Bashnosa. So a para is 2 years old and Egla is 1 year old. So Amru Lo Ribon Shalom. El Yonu V'Tachtonim Shachar. In other words, when Moshe Rabbeinu went to Shemayim, he said, I don't understand. You're quoting different Torah from Basar V'Dam? You are in Ribon Shalom. You have to quote Torah from Basar V'Dam? Amru Lo Ribon Shalom. El Yonu V'Tachtonim Shachar. V'ata Omer Halacha Bishmosh Shal Basar V'Dam. Amalo, Tzadik Echad Asid La'abod Bibonai, from Elezer Shmo. That's going to be from my family. V'tchilas Asko B'parshas Adu B'kachu Omer Parabashtayim. Omer Ribon Shalom, he wrote such as a Yotze Chalotzer. So he says like this. We know that Rav Moshe Hadar said the paras mechaperes of the eagle. V'yadu nami v'yom pokti u'fakarti she'achet the eagle shamor b'chol dor. Right? The chet eagle is still reverberating in every generation. Rav Moshe Hadar she'para mechaperes u'adu nami esek b'mechaper. Right? Just like we said before. Like para, you know, the Gemara says chatas kari rachman. So it's not a regular korban chatas. It's not on the mizbeach like a korban chatas. But like the Rav Shechter always says, oh, the Brisker Rav has a word. It's a lot of, you know, it has some similarity to a korban, even though it's not really a korban, because it's chatas kari rachman. So Moshe Darshan. Shapar b'chaperes, who are dinami ha'esik b'chaper? Aldas yopasik rebaran, neshalma parim sosenu. V'yadu anami, mi she'enu moda shakorban poli b'chaper, aldo v'poli, azay enu kaparim bo. Right, you only get kapara if you believe that the korban is b'chaper. If you don't believe in it, then it doesn't work. So he says like this, hinei rabbi Eze, d'omar parabash shtayim dafka. Yadu the par bashtayim in a royal holy. He says a para. Rabbi Elazar's shita is that a para is 2 years old. Is the definition of a para, but the Gemara says in Bechoros that if you're 2 years old, it's not right to be molded. So if para is merely mechaper on the chet ha'egel. In Lahore, it should be a para that has the ability to have a child. But since para bashnayim is the Gemara says from the Mishnah that is ain roi laholid, so then according to Rabbi Lezer, that para bashnayim, it can't be that it's mechaper chet eagle because it can't have an eagle at that age. Oh. He's severely like Rav Moshe Darshan, Tavo Imo, is Karneach, and so is Bina, and Yosef Ron, Nikach Para, Haroi Lele. Right? It would make more sense to get it, right? If Para is Bashtayim, then it's not congruous with the concept that the Para is Machapra Cheta Eagle, because Bashtayim can't be Molin. So he wants to say that Reb Lezer, who holds Par Bashtayim, says that Par Adum is something else. It's not for the Chet Eigel. The Par Bechaper al Maisa, lastly the Reb Lezer, the Par Bechaper al Maisa Eigel. The Kevi Shekein, Ein Lo Kapara, Bo Al Chet Eigel, Hashomer Ludoro Shel Reb Lezer. So he says, "V'kevi shekein ein lo kapara ba al chet ego hashomer ladoro shel Rabbi Elazar." So there wouldn't be any kapara, according to Rabbi Elazar. "V'ya yatkilas iskol shel Rabbi Elazar v'parshas para b'din acher Rabbi Schaper kodem shechidesh din zeh." But it could be that maybe, in other words, before Rabbi Elazar came with this psach, maybe it would be mechaper. But once Rabbi Elazar said this psach, according to Rabbi Elazar, that it would be a kapara. But he said that since this is the first thing Rabbi Elazar said in Parah Aduma, that's a psach, that it's something else. So he says, "Maseches Eidias." It says, "May Ma'am Nishna Das Yochid Ben Hamerubin Lo Hachanam Kasha Gabi Gadosh Baruch Malo Askei Das Rabbi Elazar Lo Atola." If we don't paskin like Rabbi Elazar, right? What does Hashem say? Kapach Par Bashtayim. So he says, if the halacha is not like this, but he says according to his, it's an afkamina. Whether there can be kapara. In other words, the mission Adius says, well, you have the mission here in Adius. What does it say? Manishta dasa yochid beit amarubim. So we have a. We want to read the Mishnah. Bring up a Mishnah on your computer. Just going to read the Mishnah in Adius, Perek Aleph Mishnah Vav. Okay, Mordechai Scheinson is going to read it for us, and then we'll understand exactly what the Chasam Sofer is saying. You want to get it? Or you want to? Perek Aleph Mishnah Vav Adius, Mishnayis Adius. Perek Aleph Mishnah Vav. You got it? Okay, read it. Why are we mentioning the opinion of the Yochid if we follow the Rubim anyway? Yes, so what does he say? So if somebody says that I follow this other opinion, we'll know what that other opinion is. But what does that have to do with the Ribbono Shel Olam? Why? So that was his question. Why is the Ribbono Shel Olam mentioning the Das Yochid? What is it no gear for him? The Teirus Law and Shbrach with Tzadik Echad Osi Lamo V'yet Chilas Isko B'Parshut and Para. If you have a Chilas Isko, Nimsa Shalom Yelok HaPara B'Para. And he's going to, and Rabbi Elias is going to be this opinion that he's going to mention first. So he says, so if you say like Rabbi Elazar, then the parah is not mechaper in cheta ego. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, halavai, that this shita should be my descendant. Why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't in the cheta ego. So his descendants didn't need kapara. So then, Nimsa Shalom Yelo Kapar Bapara. Nismal Moshe Rabbeinu Shiyem Biyotzi Chalotz of Rein Tzuicha Par Chet Egel. Shrei Omer Lo Kadosh Baruch Hu Esau Eskol Goy Godo. Shmai Ma Shiyotzi Chalotz Shalom Eiloch Bechet Egel. Vein Tzare Chapar. So that's what it means. He writes in the sidelines here. Hashem Hizkir Estaz Rabbi Elazar came into the Shitoso in Kapara La Ego. And Moshe Spalo, Rabbi Elazar Yeh Biyotze Chalotzov, Kidei Shalo Yitzdarech Kapara. But it's interesting that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says in Shemayim, so So on one hand, the parah is mechaper and cheta egel, and every year cheta egel comes back, and that's. But on the other hand, if you hold like Reb Lezer, then it's not mechaper al cheta egel. Not mechaper. So that's why Moshe Rabbeinu says he wrote son that what that it's. That Lezer should be from my descendants. So this way he won't need kapara from Chet Egel because I wasn't part of the Chet Egel. So then the question is, so what is it according to Rabbi Lezer? If it's not kapara from Chet Egel. So it could be it's just Tam, a Musar Haskell of Anivas. And we know that para is something we don't understand. So even though it's not practically going to give a kapara according to Reb Lezer, because if you hold like Reb Lezer, para is bashtas, 2 years old, and 2 years old can't have a child. And the whole idea that it's a mechaper is that kobo ha'eim the kaper al tzoros benah. But Reb Lezer is not. So what is it's not part of the kapara, but it could be that like the Beis HaLevi says an idea that it. You know, by the Mishkan, it's always Kasher Tziva Hashem, because there was sometimes people have arrogance, and the parah is to show us that we're as great as we are, our intelligence is limited. We're not going to be able to understand everything. It's not a practical reason. The other reason maybe is a practical reason. It's going to be mechaper. And maybe that's also a limud in another. But when it's Rabbi Lezer, there's no practical element in terms of the kapara. So it's purely an idea that we want. Hashem wants us to learn this, and we're not going to fully understand it, but to teach us. That's what Moshe Feinstein, I think, quotes from the Bina Leitim on the pasuk Al Yisalo Chacham Chachmoso Al Yisalo Hasher Meoshro. And I think he quotes it from Moshe Feinstein and Darsh Moshe. I think he's quoting, if I'm not mistaken, from Azariah Figo. That Al Yisala Osher B'Oshro, that's Parsha Shkolim. But Al Yisala Chach B'Chachmoso, that's Parsha's Para. Because that's the idea that as much as Chachma we have, we're still going to be limited. We're not going to understand it. We're not going to understand Parshas Para totally. That's a chok. And that gives us a novel. So Rabbi Lezer's Shita is, it's not even a practical thing. According to the other Shita, it's practical. That it's, we did a Cheta Egel, and now we need a Kapara. But according to Rabbi Lezer, it's a Parah Bashratayim. It's not even Roy for an Egel. And the whole idea is a Kapara is Tovo Ha'eim et Chaper at Soas Benoah. But here there's no bed. It's not Roy Lele, according to the Mishnah in Bechoros yet. But it's Al Yishalo Chacham B'Chacham
Basso. Yeah, even if Bashtayim is like people are getting birth, you could have a child a year earlier, and then come and be Mechaper. Yeah, so if they're not, you know what I mean? In other words, who says at the moment that you're Mechaper, you have to be capable of bearing a child at that moment? In other words, the Mashal is,
right, but the power is 2 years.
Yeah, it could have had a child a year ago, so it's a mother, it has a child, and now it's cleaning up the mess. You know what I mean? In other words, why does it have to be capable of bearing a child at this moment?
Because now it's called the para.
Yeah, but
the para is bashtasai.
Yeah. So
that's when it's being a para.
Let's see, a human mother, right? She's got a child. Maybe she's 45. She can't have children anymore. She's still a child. She's taking care of it. So the para.
But when the said para says, Iku alecha para al duma tamima, it's bashtasai.
Right. But that doesn't undercut the idea that it can still have a child. I mean, it doesn't
have to work. But it can't have a child now.
At this moment, it
can't. Yeah, but, so that's what he. That's his word. That's his word. The idea of Rabbi Lezer, what year, is just not fundamental what year it is, but it's a fundamental discussion. Was it a mechaper for the Cheta Egel or not? Because the whole idea of Cheta Egel is Tavo Heim, it's mechaper, it's Tzoas Menah, and then there's no Tzoas Menah here, because it's not Roy Leilid. And that's what he says. So I'm saying, what could be the idea that a paradum is like Reb Moshe Feinstein, I believe, in the Darsh Moshe, at the end, when he has the long drushes, in the end, he quotes, I think, that Bina Leitim, that the different parts of the Gimel, of the Dal Parshios, of the Yisrael, Yisrael Chacha B'Chachmoso, Yisrael Asher B'Ashro, that what is Shkalim, what is that paradum, what is that Chodehi Plitai, they tie it in the whole thing. But people have Gaiva, of intelligence and that can bring gaiva. So you need something to stop the gaiva, and that's paraduma. Stop the intellectual gaiva, and that's paraduma. And that's especially according to Arbeleza when it's not going to have another practical ramification, because it's not even being mechaper. Not like Rav Moshe Darshan, that's mechaper and tovo aim mechaper at soas. Okay, so Rav Moshe, these are some ideas of the Karbanos. As I title it, Zos Torah La'olam Bichu Malas Esek HaKarbanos U'Bepara Aduma. The Mila of the Esek HaKarbanos and Mila Paraduma, either Mechaper or it's just a lesson in humility of knowing that our as intelligent as we are, our mental capacities are limited. And that's the lesson of the Karbanos. And the lesson of the paradigm. Okay, so I wish everyone a good Shabbos. Shir again, 11 o'clock this Sunday. Bezer Hashem, you'll be here.
Yeah, I'll be here.
11 o'clock, not 11:30. 11 o'clock.
I sent the updated schedule to the WhatsApp.
Okay. Okay. Wish everyone a good Shabbos.